party's on. The feeling's here. That only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
If you want to stay relevant in the music industry, make a Christmas song. Now, is that Paul McCartney? Is that Wings? Is that the Beatles? Who was that one?
I think that's just Paul McCartney.
Just Paul McCartney, not Wings.
Correct. Yes, that is correct.
Just Paul McCartney. All right. Blue Ridge Heating Air does an incredible job. I told you I'm a customer. I'm a client. These people are amazing. They've got some really cool things going on right now. And in the new year, your furnace inspection, they want to come and look and make sure everything's running great. You know, humidity levels are big. One thing that happens in the heating aspect of it is you get the water, the moisture taken out of the air. So you get dry heat. Let them talk about moisture in your home and how all that works, whether you need humidifiers or dehumidifiers, air purifiers. Air quality is what they're about. These are privately owned company. These are the owner-operated company. What Chris and Ben and the nice folks are doing, they have multiple engineering degrees and MBAs. These are smart. They have more degrees than the thermometers on your HVAC units in your home. They do an absolutely incredible job. Let them come by and talk to you. And so this is a company that I totally believe in. I want you to go in 2026, go to BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Get in their maintenance program like we are, BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. All right, I tease this now, and I want to get back to this. And this is a conversation that I had with Larry Williams. And this was what's the word I'm looking for? Well, let me just tell you what happened. All right. So, you know, we get to three practices in August. And Larry and I are sitting there, as we do so often, and, you know, talking during practice and watching players and asking each other questions and thoughts and, you know, sharing thoughts and things like this. And we're watching Vecina and watching Klubnik. Now, let me remind you of this again. This is in August, where Clemson's ranked fourth in the country, getting ready to play LSU and getting ready to, you know, to have one of the biggest football games of the year. Again, preseason number four. And we're watching Vecina throw it, and it's not coming out of his hand at this rocket pace or anything like that. And we're talking about all kinds of other positions. But one thing I said is, you know, this is a big year for Vecina. And he said, why, you know, we're talking about why this is a big year for him. And my point was, well, if Dabo gets Vecina in the game, you know, he didn't get to play a whole lot year before because he had so many close games. And I said, you know, if Vecina gets in the game, he needs to look good during these games. And you're thinking you're going to blow some people out, so he needs to play a lot. Because this time next year, my point is either he's going to be your starting quarterback or you're going to have a transfer portal quarterback in here. And I said, well, think about this for a second. If Dabo does what we think he's going to do, and this is in the preseason, and goes to the college football playoffs and goes to, the semifinals, right, wins the ACC, goes to the semifinals, that would be back-to-back years of the college football playoff and the program seemingly on pretty stable footing. And if you had won 11 or 12 games and finished in the top four of the country at the end of the season and won the conference again, and the staff totally believes in Tate Reynolds or Denson, and you could say, hey, man, we don't have to go in the portal because we can afford a bridge year coming off of 11 or 12 or 13 wins and deep run in the playoffs, that kind of stuff. You know, hey, it's a rebuild year, and people can live with that. But I said, Larry, what would happen if you went 8-4 this year? And full disclosure, I was a guy who called Larry Williams an idiot before on the radio, so I don't mind telling him. And he goes, 8-4? I went, yeah, what was 8-4? Now, we didn't know 7-5. We didn't know it was total disaster in 7-5. Because my point there was, if you go 8-4, it's a hard sell if Vecina does not look good. Like, because this is not a bridge now. This is not a, well, you know what, we're just going to rebuild and we'll be back with Tate Reynolds in 27. You can swallow a rebuild with Vecina knowing that Reynolds, you know, is going to show out and play some games and the future looks bright again and, you know, have a little reset in the program. You can do that. But you can't do it coming off of 7-5. At the time, I thought 8-4. Because now the whole feeling is just different. And so you go 7-5, as it turns out, and you stay the course, and you go 7-5 again, as Delvin and I talked about in the last segment. Now the unthinkable conversation is on the table. The total unthinkable conversation is now in play. There's something that no one would ever think about happening if that's the case. Now, again, to be clear, Vecina could be the guy. And he could come in and play really well, and the defense could play really well next year. And they could do a lot of really good things. You could win the conference, and you could make the college football playoff again, and Dabo looks like a genius, and, oh, man, I told you. Just like I told you with Jack Smith. Well, Jack Smith still finished 90th in punting. But it wasn't a disaster. And there's a chance that Vecina won't be the disaster. But coming off of 7-5, and not just 7-5, but you realize like from 2015 to 2020, over a six-year period, you lost 7 football games. And now you've lost 19 in the last 5. So it's the... It's that kind of downward kind of spiral. And the other thing is you're coming off of the year in which, okay, we trusted you, we believed in you, because you paid your guys the money for retention and you're not losing players and you're ranked 4th in the country, but you went 7-5. It's just, and as I mentioned before on this, Vecina gets it done, and I told you so. I was right. Okay, I'm right. If he doesn't, then I'm wrong. It all blows back on me. But if you just brought in a transfer portal quarterback and that guy goes 7-5, that's a different feel, because I tried and it didn't work. If you bring in the extra quarterback and he goes 12-2 and you make the college football playoffs, and it's like, okay, you know what? We did it. We did what everybody said to do. We did it. If he brings the transfer portal in and Vecina beats him out, well, I tried your way, but I was right about it. You can do all that. But all those are insurance policies. The safety net's gone if you don't go to portal quarterback. The safety net is gone, and now it's simple fact of the matter is I'm right and you're wrong. That's it. That's it. Well, that's a risk I'm willing to take. If you finish in the top 4 in the country and you go 12-2 and I'm on a rebuild, because, you know, hey, we had a slip-up year. But you can't have back-to-back slip-up years after losing 6 games in, let's see what I'm saying this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, losing 7 games in 6 years, then losing that many games in 19 games. If you lose Saturday, you lose 20 games in 5 years. Average of 4 losses a year. You can't have that, man. It's too big of a risk. And the other thing is the supply is out there. The supply is there. And you can do this. You just got to embrace it. And finally, I'll leave you with this. I know you want to protect the culture, but the guys that you brought in, they've been good culture guys. And then you look at what Indiana has done with their culture guys at quarterback. It can't get any better than Mendoza. Like, what a guy, man. And I look at what Oregon did with their quarterback. I look at what Ohio State's done with their quarterback. Look at what Miami's done with their quarterback. And just up and down college football, all these guys are having these big impacts, and we're just going to go out without a safety net? We can walk that tight wire without one? I don't know, man. That's a scary proposition for me. Telephone number 654-ROAR. Let me get Kool-Aid Jim on this one. Good morning, Jim. How you doing?
Hey, got to get you off the ledge, Mickey. Got to step back, buddy.
Well, I mean,
have
you been watching the last? Have you been watching the last 5 years? Does it look the same?
No, but I have a different take on that. One thing we're forgetting when you go back to the 6 year run. Okay, yeah. Now obviously we had two elite quarterbacks.
Yeah,
nobody can argue that. But we also was one or two injuries away from those seasons turning into the seasons we're having. We have had a plethora of injuries over the last 5 years. Receiving core, offensive line, it's been awful. Even this year, we went, I think it was 8-9 different combinations at offensive line due to injury. And the amazing thing is, I tend to look at this in a different way. Of course, I'm glass half full. But I tend to think these last 5 years, Dabo's done some of his best coaching. Because of what he's dealt with who's available.
Let me point this out then. I don't disagree with that. Except for this, the reason he's had to do it is because they're not as talented as they were. They're not recruiting at the level. When I go to practice now, I don't see Christian Wilkins. I don't see Dexter Lawrence. I don't see T. Higgins. I don't see, obviously, Watson and Lawrence. But I don't see first-round draft picks everywhere. I don't see depth at places everywhere. Those teams got hurt a little bit too, but I just think look at the recruiting rankings. The reason he's having to coach so hard now is he made some staff mistakes, but the other part of it is because they're nowhere near as talented as they were during that run.
I see what you're saying, and I sort of set the fence on that because I wonder what the talent would look like if we had the starters on the field that are supposed to be.
So, for instance, I mean, the guys that get hurt, they don't look like the guys that, when they were healthy, they didn't look like the guys that were playing in 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20 to me. I think there is a definite drop-off in talent level.
And I understand that, too. And the issue there, again, comes down to what you're willing to do with the money and how you use it. Now, these other teams, Dabo made it plain, talking about the portal. Yeah, we're going into portal this year.
At quarterback?
We have to. We have no choice. Now, I doubt it. Doubt it very seriously because the room is full. And he is confident with what we have there. Now, this is my take there. The world, the fan world, the media world is screaming for a quarterback.
Yeah.
Okay, Dabo is not going to run his program based on fan and media want.
Nor should
he. He's going to run the program based on what he sees,
right?
And what he feels and how he runs it,
right?
Now we have to sit back and look at the product he's put on the field, and say, okay, do we trust him or not? If you don't trust him, then start screaming at the board to get rid of him. I don't believe that. I trust him. I think we're going to be fine. I think the quarterback room is going to be good. It's young, but I think they're talented. Vecina was a 5-star.
It was so was DJ.
He proved in his one start
but
he can play.
He did?
Yeah. Yeah, he had a rough first half. Imagine this. If he hadn't had the jitters in the first half of his first game starting, what would his numbers have looked like? Because in the second half, he killed it. He was great.
Well,
317, three touchdowns, was over 60%.
Yeah. My rebuttal to that was SMU's they gave that up to everybody. With that said, here's what the lack of trust from fans come from. That in the preseason, Dabo said, we got a bunch of dudes back there at safety. And then we go to watch football games. We go, man, I'll be honest with you. We don't have a bunch of dudes at safety. We don't. And you can look at that. There's not a man in America who can look at Clemson secondary and say we got a bunch of dudes back there. Like that.
No, I agree. At the end of the year, it was disappointing to watch some of our linemen, especially one who absolutely took over the game in our last game. Where was that all season?
Right.
Now the question becomes, what happened? I mean, Mickey, I'm going to be honest with you. I thought we were a national championship contender, and everything was great. Something happened. I don't know what happened or why. Maybe it was just a bad year. Maybe it was, you know, bad luck. Maybe there was, you know, minor injuries that were, you know, debilitating that we don't know. But you can't tell me we had one of the best defensive fronts in the country. Everybody talked about it, but we didn't see it all year. Now the question becomes why? I don't know why. And that's on Dabo to fix it. We'll see if he fixes it. But I'm going to tell you this. We're having a different conversation if that group would have, if the stars would have played like stars.
I agree with that.
That is the
I totally agree with that.
So we talk about not having talent. We had talent. The problem is the talent didn't translate. And now the question is why. We as fans don't know. We just watched what we watched.
I agree with that. 100%
but I'm not willing. I'm not willing to throw the anchor and say, okay, you know, we got to stop it right here and completely make all changes. I'm willing to give him one more year and see what happens. I think next year is going to be a good year, especially if they find what they need in the portal. My worry, honestly, is they go to the portal. They bring the players in, and instead of being like help, they're like the starters were this year. That's my worry. Can they bring somebody in off the portal that'll step in and play and prove to be a Will Help? Will Help was wonderful. He was good, considering. But you also got to remember, we're not hurting the end. We're going to have Jaheim. Jaheim Lawson was playing out of his mind last year. Yeah. In fact, there were times I wondered why he wasn't starting. Ahead of the guy that
I agree with that.
You know, so I mean, there's talent there. We're still recruiting talent. We still got players. Our wide receiver room, Mickey, is going to be unbelievable next year. That's another thing about the quarterback. If you've got a quarterback that can get it 10 yards next year, we should be in really good shape because we're really good at tight end. We're really good at wide receiver. We should be getting good on the offensive line, considering we got a bunch of four-star linemen who have played now, and we've got a bunch coming in that are four-star, some of the highest-ranked linemen we've ever signed.
Hey, Jim, I got to get a break because I got a guest coming up, but I'll tell you this. I hope that you're 100% right. I hope you're 100% right, and I hope I'm 100% wrong.
Thank you, man.
All right,
just step off the ledge. It's all right. Love you, man.
I love you too, brother. Take care of yourself. I hope that Kool-Aid Jim is 100% right, and I hope that I'm 100% wrong. Short break. Everybody hold that segment. If you can, I've got Milt Louder coming up next. We'll, if you want to call back at 7:45, love to hear from you guys. Short break. Dr. Louder right after this.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dan. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you are going to love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
The holiday season is here, and Elkmont is counting the days to Christmas with a special sales offering for each of the 24 days of Christmas. Items will be added daily and posted on Elkmont's Facebook and Instagram pages. Elkmont has all the brands you love, like On Clouds, Birkenstock, Extra Tough, Patagonia, Z-Supply, Filson, Columbia, Maui Jims, Costa, and so much more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville and Clemson, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ELKMONT TradingCompany.com. Merry Christmas.
The holidays are here, but pain shouldn't be part of the season. If joint pain, back pain, or a recent injury is slowing you down, OrthoLaser Spartanburg can help you feel your best. Our MLS laser therapy is safe, drug-free, and proven to reduce pain and inflammation, so you can wrap gifts, travel, and enjoy time with family. Don't let pain steal your holiday spirit. Find relief today at OrthoLaser Spartanburg and make this season feel bright again.
Hey guys, the holidays and new year are right around the corner. It's time to shed those extra pounds, get back in the gym. At Low Country Male, our concierge plan started around $7 a day and include testosterone, unlimited doctor visits, prescription management, and much, much more. With 9 locations in the Southeast and 10 years in business, come see why we are the most trusted TRT clinic in the South. Make men men again. Book today at lowcountrymale.com.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous five-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. That's CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
If your attic is not properly insulated, you could be spending as much as 20% extra on your power bill. Did you know that insulation settles over time? After only 10 years, your insulation can settle to a fraction of what code requires. Davis Services notices this, which is why we offer higher quality insulation. Our attic insulation doesn't settle over time, staying higher than code for a lifetime. Call Davis Services today and ask about our attic insulation to lower your power bill while making your house more comfortable. Call 864-578-9233 today.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Discounted Appliance Warehouse in Pickens. It's not just what you buy, it's who you buy it from. Jeff and his team have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.9 star rating because they treat you like family. Get honest advice, expert answers, and a stress-free experience. With more than 1,500 appliances in stock, refrigerators, washers, dryers, ovens, and more, the Upstate shops here with confidence. Stop by in Pickens or visit online at dawpickens.com. DAWPickens.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
From our Roar family to yours, thanks for being with us all year long.
Hey, everybody. Happy holidays.
I got you something for Christmas.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
That live down the street, got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything I need.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends over at American Door Masters want to help you out. When it does come to your garage doors, I hope you don't have any issues. If you do, American Door Masters are the people to call. We love American Door Masters, AmericanDoorMasters.com. Residential garage doors, commercial garage doors, fixing garage doors and openers and motors and things that are just going in the wrong direction for you. Love our great friends over at American Door, American Door Masters. Check them out. If you have a 24-hour emergency service, if it does go wrong, they can help you out. So great friends at AmericanDoorMasters.com. A moment with Milt, Dr. Milt Lauder, sports and performance psychologist. Good morning, Dr. Lauder from Amplus.com, by the way. Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
I'm great, man. How you doing, Mickey?
I am fantastic. I want to report back to you that, you know, there's a lag in radio. So one of the things you learn is, like, if you have a segment and you want to talk about it, you got to build up to it because – there's a little lag in there. When we got off the air last week, and I'll tell people what you issued with this gratitude challenge, we had three or four people that texted and said, I did it. I called my uncle, my boss, my younger brother, whatever it was, and thank you. And I'm going to do this today. I'll report back and that kind of stuff. So remind us of the call to action here with this gratitude.
Man, it isn't that complicated, but it's amazing how few people do it. It just was write down somebody that you're grateful for, write down their reasons you're grateful for them and call them and tell them why you're grateful for them. So very simple challenge, but again, like the rest of our human behavior, and I'm guilty of this as well, a lot of good ideas, but sometimes the implementation lags as well.
So I mentioned this on the air a few times. I am probably 19 years old. I'm in Rick Stockstill's office. Rick Stockstill was a wide receiver coach here at Clemson and went on to be the head coach at Middle Tennessee State, East Carolina, South Carolina, and Florida State. It's a place he's at Florida State now. And he's on the phone to this recruit. And I'm in the recruiting, man. And he was letting me in, and he helped me out so much. Anyway, at the end of the conversation, and this was the first time that he had called this recruit, kind of getting his foot in the door with this guy, right? And at the end of the conversation, I walked in halfway through it. And at the end of it, he goes, hey, man, like I told you at the beginning of it, I love you, man. And if you need me, call me. And he says, good to talk to you for the first time. Tell your mom and dad I can't wait to talk to them soon, or whatever it was. And I was like, wait a minute, man. It's the first time you talked to the kid. You told him you loved him. He goes, yeah. I said, why? He goes, well, I do. And he was authentic through all that. And then he said, think about this. How many men in this guy's life tell him that, and how much you appreciate him, and how much you care for him, and all this kind of stuff? He doesn't hear it very often. Well, from that time on, Rick Stockstill and I have talked 1,000 times on the telephone. And to this day, buddy, I'll get a text, whatever, and it's, hey, man, I love you. I appreciate you. You and I do this now. I appreciate you through all this kind of stuff. As men, we don't do it very good. But it is nice to hear it and to see it. And it's a pretty valuable lesson at 19 years old.
Oh, yeah, unbelievable. And I think that's why he was so successful. And I think that's, especially with men, kind of don't want to be vulnerable, don't want to kind of show emotion, don't want to kind of handle it that way. So I love that Rick Stockstill, however many years ago, was breaking the trend.
Yeah, that's 1987 or 88 range. How about that, man? How about that? I want to talk to you about belief, because let me set this story up for you. And I don't mind. I give Quark a hard time about crying all the time, right? Quark, if it's a heavy dew outside, Quark will cry. A sunset, a sunrise, Quark's going to cry over everything, right? The guy's a professional crier, right? Well, I get this way myself all too often. And my wife always tells me to dry it up. I'm embarrassing myself. We're watching the Polar Express the other day in preparation for going to the Polar Express. And my wife looks over at me, and I'm welling up over there. And she said, what in the world are you doing? This is not a cry movie. And I went, really is. And she said, why? I said, because about belief. And she said, belief in Santa Claus. I went, no, man, like belief in everything. Like belief that the best is yet to come. The belief that you believe in the people around you. You believe in salvation. You know, you believe in afterlife. Like you believe everything is about belief. And she looks at me like I'm an absolute nutbag over there beside her over a movie that's not cryable that I found a way to cry to it. Talk to me about belief and why in this Christmas season, like my 6-year-old, my 2-year-old right now, man, we talk about belief all the time in what we're going to do here in the next few days.
So, yeah, I couldn't help if you were playing Homegrown this morning, thinking about, you know, the shepherds and the wise man and their belief, but thinking, okay, finally, we have everything we need and nothing that we don't. And in that little manger scene, you know, 2,050-something years ago. So I think belief is paramount. Just like as Billy Graham said, you know, hope, what oxygen is the lungs, hope is to the world. One cannot live in a world without hope. And so, but that belief is so challenging, because a little bit of doubt, Mickey, goes a long way. And it's so hard to believe in things you can't see. That's what faith is really all about. And so when we talk about belief, and whether it's in God, whether it's in Jesus, you know, the tricky part is Santa Claus. Start thinking about reasons to believe in you, reasons to believe you have what it takes, reasons to believe the best is yet to come. And that's where the cognitive psychology, the power of our brain, as you think, so you are. So many people have been conditioned through their own mind, through their own life, through their own experiences to not believe. And the reason is we compare ourselves to others and look for reasons to believe in them, and we prepare our minds for reasons not to believe that good things are going to happen, that I have what it takes, that the best is yet to come. And we can't lie to ourselves. We can't minimize our pain. We can't take away our experiences. But you got to find some reason to believe in something greater than yourself. Go back to what Viktor Frankl wrote. you know, the founder of existentialism put on a train in Nazi Germany to a concentration camp in, you know, in the 1930s, separated from his wife. She goes one way, he goes the other. No idea if he'll ever live. No idea if he'll ever see her again. And this is what he said about finding success and happiness. Don't aim for success and happiness must ensue. It cannot be pursued, and it only does so as the unintended side effect of submitting to a cause or a person greater than yourself. And I think that's the part of this season, is what are the reasons to believe, and what evidence do you have to believe it?
I was thinking about this segment driving in this morning, and I was listening to a sermon on the Christmas story, and it started about the Christmas spirit. By the way, I love the Christmas spirit, what you believe and how you believe and all that. But the idea that, man, there's no doubt something special is going on all around us right now, at least. But I was listening to the sermon this morning, and it talked about, like, these three wise men. It's awesome that we call them wise men, despite the fact they got on camels and came from the east, guided by a star, not knowing or thinking what they're going to find, but really just believing. And these were wise. Like, today's world, man, to follow something and to do what they did, like, I wouldn't be classified as wise through all that, I wouldn't think. But how about that, man? Like, that belief that what you're going to, where we're going and where we're headed to, like, we believe. We even brought these things with us, right, these gifts with us.
Well, what they believed what they had read.
Right.
And they were open to it, open to the opportunity, open to see it.
Yeah.
And too many times we're blind to seeing what's right in front of us. We're not open to possibilities. We don't believe what we read, and we listen to things that have no value and listen to people that have no credibility and think that we're wise and learned instead of saying, okay, what is really true?
Here's my question.
Was
there four, though? Like, was there four wise men and one of them said, what? Y'all are crazy. Ain't doing that. That's crazy. You know? So now it's only three. Ain't doing that.
Left him. I'm sure. I mean, I think, you know, what did Mr. Wrigley say? A man's doubts and fears are his own worst enemy.
Yeah.
And then Proverbs 25:2, Mickey says, it is to the glory of God to conceal a matter, to search out a matter to the glory of kings. And so what that means to me every time I read that, there's things that are happening in this world, things that have happened in my life, things that are happening on a consistent basis that are beyond my comprehension, that I am not able in my humanity to grasp what is happening. But to the glory of kings, to search out a matter, it's okay to ask the questions. It's okay to be unsure. It's okay to doubt. I think about Thomas, who was with you. Like, it's okay, but what do you do with that space? What do you do with that doubt? Where do you go to, and what do you turn to? And I think that's where, where I go, always go to Hebrews 11:1. Faith is what? Being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
Is it okay to doubt but not okay to fear?
It's okay to doubt and fear.
Okay.
If it's not, I'm going, I think I know where I'm going. It's okay to ask the questions. It's okay to have fear. It says in the Bible over 365 times, don't be afraid.
Right.
I think God knew that was going to be our greatest challenge. And fear is just the most extreme form of stress. So how that plays out in our common lives and how we react to that fear and how we react to that stress and how do we react to the things we can't control? How do we act for things which are unwanted and uncontrollable and unprepared and unpredictable? That's the full part of being human. Would never take away that privilege from any of your listeners, from you, from me. But then being human means we have a choice. Are we going to choose to focus on things we know to be true? Are we going to choose to have hope? Are we going to choose to have faith? Are we going to choose to have love? Are we going to choose to have belief? We're going to choose to focus on the things we can control and let go of the things we cannot.
And maybe I'm wrong on this. Please correct me if I'm wrong. But if think about, like, so many of the stories that are in the Bible, or not even that. Like you mentioned the Holocaust stories about the trains. Like, there's physical things there, obviously, that are staring these people in the face, up and down. But the deal, and your profession is, the deal is, like, it's the mind that controls a lot of that, or how you, the perception of a lot of that.
Oh, I love what you said. Viktor Frankl, again, in the last page of his book, Man's Search for Meaning, And by the way, this is one of the reasons I love working with Mike Noonan. He makes his team read Man Search for Meaning. Jordan Bird with Clemson Golf made his team read Man Search for Meaning, that it's so much bigger than just a game. It's so much more about life. In the last few pages of the book, this is what Viktor Frankl said. The last of man's freedoms, the one they can never take away, ever take away, is his ability to choose his attitude no matter the situation.
That's a preach. That's powerful.
we seem to have been preaching this morning.
Yes, that's okay. I mean, we are 2 days away from Christmas, so I think that's going to be okay, right? And if it's not, then I'll have to be wrong. I'm sorry. I'll have to be wrong through all that. Before I let you go, I got two things. First is the question of what's Christmas in the Louder household and the Louder family, extended family. What's it look like for you guys?
Yeah, so unfortunately, I will not be in New York with the team. That's kind of become a Christmas tradition, is traveling with the team. And so I will not be with them this week. But my wife's family, I'll be in town, and we'll have dinner and on Christmas Eve and go to church and wake up with the family. And just the older the kids get, the more relaxed Christmas seems to be, but really just cherish the time, you know, with the family and really try to remember the reason for the season. And I love what you said about the holiday cheer. I think, you know, trying to spread that and trying to encourage that and trying to be the example. And I think I'm just mindful and aware of so many people that are hurting during the holidays, Mickey, yeah, as well, that have lost a loved one, that are suffering, that has maybe lost a job or in the holiday season, or they're knowing, they're so aware of who they're not with. And so my heart just goes out to them this Christmas season as well. And I know you have people listening that counts, I think, for Red and the people he's loving on that have no place to go. And so really just really being mindful and grateful of the blessings that are in my life and other people's life, and mindful of the pain and the struggle that we all experience as humans as well.
Technicality, Texas said there are three gifts. We assume there's three wise men, but we don't know exactly how many wise men there were, but there's probably a doubter out there too, so maybe who knows on all that. And then I'm going to leave you with this. It's that spirit, you know, what you believe and what you don't believe, but there's no doubting what the spirit is and what that all of the giving and all of the good that's going on over the next few days and all of the holiday cheer and families getting together. On Sunday, I took my son over and we volunteered with Red for the first time, spent a couple hours Sunday dinner with a twist, and watched my son hand out meals to folks. First, help you know prepare the meal. He was a utensil guy. He had to put all the utensils in these boxes, and then we went out and saw it, man. And it just reminded me that there's so many people that struggle, and Christmas is a time of year that we're reminded of it. We need to do it 365, but seeing the spirit of people getting together and for a great cause and giving did our heart unbelievably, and did a 6-year-old's heart great service. So,
well, hopefully there's evidence of what you believe and how you live.
Sure.
And I love that you're teaching your children and Drake of what that really means to serve.
Sure.
And that's what we're called to do. And I think, you know, the last thing I'll say about believing, the essence of playing free that we talk about and what I teach, is if you know who you are and maybe whose you are and what you believe, and you have the courage to live according to what you believe, that's true freedom.
No doubt. No doubt about that. Tell me about Amplis.com 2026. Do we have the 10 for 12 available still, or is that going?
We got one more left. So if anybody is wants to hop on the train, we would love to have people join the 10 for 12. They can find more information on our website. And, you know, we try to live like it's so easy, Mickey. I've made a living telling other people what to do, but we also try to live it, which is harder. But we do believe the best is yet to come. We're excited and grateful for 2025. We got a podcast coming out tomorrow around reflection and some really good reflection questions, and encourage your listeners to kind of log in and take a deep dive. And then next week, we just recorded yesterday. Okay, with that information, with that insight, with that awareness, how do I put it into action? How do I kind of put these concepts into action so I don't end another year wishing I would have done something different, or I have some regret? So that's kind of the game plan, and we are grateful for you and grateful for everybody at WCCP, and wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
I am so grateful for this segment and you, my friend. Merry Christmas to you and everybody in your family, and I can't wait to visit next week.
Thanks, Mickey. See you, buddy.
Dr. Milt, LouderAmplis.com. Much more after this.
It's Christmas time in the Upstate, and what a great time for the Toyota of Easleyathon. With special rates and holiday bonus cash, it is time to put that new Toyota under your tree. A great example is the Toyota BZ. With 0% for 72 months and an extra $3,500 in bonus cash, you can be hauling your family around in style. Toyota of Easley, your one-stop shop for stylish vehicles at a great low price. Stop by 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway or shop online at toyotaofeasley.com.
When friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game, everything has to be right. So when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold, white, and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the ultimate lunch lineup boasts wall-to-wall sports and scenic views. When you're hungry and in a hurry, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
Premier Portable Buildings and Trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With two locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660 or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
I know what you're going to hear at those holiday parties. Everyone says they'll start after the holidays. And that's exactly why most people never tackle those extra pounds at all. Right now, PhD Weight Loss is making it easy to start before the new year with a bonus designed to get you moving now. They're adding 2 free weeks to your program. That means you can ramp up during the holidays and start the new year already working towards your goal. Those 2 free weeks means you won't roll into January feeling behind. PhD's metabolic reset system teaches your body to burn fat first. No drugs, no starvation diets, no endless workouts. Just a smarter, science-based system that fits real life. And when you mention 2 weeks on the phone, they'll waive your consultation fee and pay for the cost of your food during the program. There's no reason to wait. Call PhD Weight Loss today and start 2026 already ahead. 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row. Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
For Christmas, treat her to a special day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's Best Spa, 13 years in a row. The Lilia Day Spa staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or many holiday packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Christmas and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa, 13 years in a row.
Holidays are quickly approaching, and there is no better way to shop for Western and workwear fashion for men, women, and children than at Cherokee Outfitters in Gaffney. If you hurry in now, you can save 10% by just mentioning the Roar FM. This excludes firearms. We also carry hunting and fishing clothes, gear, and supplies. With brands like Carhartt, Ariat, Cinch, Wrangler, and many more, you can get everything you need in one stop. Visit today right off I-85 at exit 90 or 92, just down Peachoid Road.
The Mickey Flyler Show, performing the Upstate since circa 1834. Dang, that is old. Monday through Friday, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be
So Bill Withers on the radio early this morning, too, coming in. And it's going to be a lovely day. It's going to be a 66-degree day, and it's going to be a 77-degree day. You know, I know some folks like white Christmases. Just give me this, man. Just give me this. Love what's going on there. I love the fact that my engineered sleep bed, engineersleep.com. Now, we're going to go on the road this week a little bit. And our house sitter will enjoy our engineer sleep bed while we're at the in-laws. And they've got good beds. Don't get me wrong. Their beds are good. But they're not engineer sleep beds. The best mattress in the world for thousands less. How do they do that? Well, this is a local company. And, you know, a lot of these things are gimmicks. You're paying for gimmicks. And let Jay and Davis Orders explain that to you. The ES Duo is the finest mattress made in the world, and this is why professional athletes use them, NBA guys use them, like the custom-made mattresses. They do an unbelievable job with that. Like some NFL teams at training camps use them. Like this is some of those, you know, those shows. Will, I think they do this. The Real Housewives type stuff. Those people order them and do that kind of stuff. Really cool. Engineered sleep, the best mattress in the world, including the world famous Will Clanton and Mickey Plotter use them, so that's like Real Housewives and Real Radio guys. So great friends over at engineeredsleep.com. 333 North Pleasant Bird Drive. Our telephone number 654-ROAR. All those that were on hold before Dr. Louder called me back, and we got Tony Morrell talking quarterbacks at South Carolina with the portal news and the non-portal news for the Gamecocks. Dre is in Greenville. Dre, you've been very, very patient with me, man. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing this morning?
Oh, what's going on, brother? How you doing today, my man?
I am so blessed. You getting ready? Are you all done? You getting ready? You settled in for this thing, for this Christmas thing?
Oh, man, I'm ready, man.
Okay.
I'm ready
to get all right. It over. Good. Yeah, there you go. All right, good deal.
But I was getting in, man. Other caller before Dr. Louder came on, yeah. He was talking about how he believes it's because of injuries.
Yeah, Kool-Aid Jim was saying that, yeah.
I think both of y'all are kind of right, but I think the biggest issue that we have is player development. Because when I look across the board, I look at what we brought in. Yeah, recruiting classes, as far as ranking-wise, hasn't been great. But when I evaluate film on some of the guys we've brought in, and you know, I just don't think that we felt that many busts. I really feel like we're feeling develop these players. DJ is always my biggest go to when I talk about player development, because I mean, you can't tell me that kid is just a complete bust and he went up to Notre Dame and did what he did. A complete bust. I mean, yeah. A blind squirrel can find a nut every once in a while, but if you're a bust like they're claiming DJ is, a bust of that caliber doesn't go up to Notre Dame and do what he did.
Yeah. You know,
I honestly feel like the issue with our development comes from Dabo's mistakes on his coaching staff. I love what he's doing, giving his former players opportunity. But at the same time, Clemson isn't that caliber of school to bring somebody in on training wheels and let them figure it out. You know, they need to go, like I said, if they want to get the coaching somewhere, they go somewhere else and get your training wheels off and learn what you're doing. Because, I mean, yeah, you know the game, but you haven't coached. You don't know the first thing about player development yet.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you can pull from your experience as a player, but at the end of the day, you have to develop your own craft in developing players and making those types of connections. So, what do you think about that?
Well, I think you're right. And I think that, I mean, there's only a handful of things I would criticize Dabo about. And one of those is that he obviously made some coaching hires that didn't work out. And he has corrected those. He had to correct a couple of those. I would say that right now on the development part, there's two sides of the development. One is on the coaches side or the support staff, not just coaches, but whole support staff, medical, mental, nutrition, strength and conditioning. Like, there's a lot. There's a couple of guys on the defensive line right now that, like, the strength and conditioning guys are beating their head against the wall because they're just not in good shape. And so you get that. So it's not just the, you know, the X and O or the physical development of that. The other part of it is the player. That there is an onus on the player to develop too. And so you can see it where you develop five or six or seven guys in a row at your position. You can be the running backs coach at Oklahoma, and you got Marcus Dupree, and you got Elvis Peacock, you got all these guys, and it goes great. And then you get a guy that doesn't, and you're like, well, this guy can't develop. Well, part of maybe, you know, it's not a simple equation there. And so there's other things, there's family things, there's mental things, there's, you know, DJ to me is one of the most interesting studies that we can talk about there. Because not just that, but who you surround yourself with. I mean, when he goes 30 of 41 for 342 and two touchdowns against Boston College, and then 29 of 44 for 439, two touchdowns, no picks against Notre Dame in that year you talked about, man, five touchdowns and no picks, 67% completion percentage, almost 1,000 yards passing. Like, yeah, man, this guy's ready, and this guy's reaching your top five in the country. And then you lay an egg. Well, is that – was the better cast around him? Was it the expectations? Was it his mental? Was it his family? Was it an injury, a physical thing? Like, there's a lot in there. And it's not as simple as we make it sometimes. But I do like your thing about – he made mistakes in the staff. There's no doubt about that. But the players have to take some of that responsibility as well. And it's just not as simple as – here's who we're going to blame. And we do this all in all aspects of life. Like, all right, this is the reason it went wrong. Well, yeah, it's part of the reason. It's not the only reason. So, but I do agree with you, the development part of it, the coaching staff, the hires part of it is a part of the equation for sure.
Yes, sir. And then the last thing I want to get in about that situation, I honestly, like, I mean, I know I'm not, like I say, I coach ball, so, you know, I know a little bit, you know, upstate high school football, I know like the back of my hand, you know, I can tell you rosters and no players. Midlands, because I lived in Columbia a little bit, you know, I'm partial to Irmo and Dutch Fort, so I know a lot about them. But the lower country, I don't know much about, but I feel like we need to grab more in-state players, because, I mean, don't get me wrong, I like that we're going out of state and getting these top recruits and stuff, but at the end of the day, especially with the way NIL is going, we need players who are loyal to Clemson.
And
who grew up in this state, who know what Clemson is about, and have some type of attachment to it, you know, because like I said, at the end of the day, with NIL, money is going to play a factor regardless. But I mean, when you have a player who has Clemson in their heart because they grew up around it, you know, that money starts to look a little less enticing. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know exactly what you mean.
I'll take your comments on that.
Thank you, Trey. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, my guess is that the guys that are leaving your program, an in-state guy has a little more pull to stay rather than leave, because your parents are closer, your family closer, you know, you grew up here a little bit. I think that goes, I could be wrong, but I would say that all of the variables remaining constant, that a local guy is, you got a better chance of keeping him around. That's a guess. Let me do this quickly here. So the guys that have left Clemson. Now, Marquise Henderson, he got kicked out of school. Fagan was from Alabama. Stilato was from Florida. Hoffler was from Georgia. Trey Williams, was he Georgia? Maybe. Koval was from Virginia. Noble Johnson was from Texas. I'm looking at the guys that have left Clemson. Now, the one entering the portal now, Khalil Barnes, Georgia. Jamal Anderson, Georgia. Hunter Helms, I don't know where he's from. Mitchell Mays, was he North Carolina? Maybe. Just the guys that have left your – Bo Collins was from California before going to Notre Dame. For the most part, they've been out-of-state guys. But most of the players are out-of-state. Makes sense, though, that, again, all of the variables remain in constant, that this is – you got a better chance of hanging on to a local guy. Hey, Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark and Amanda, the great folks, take care of you. They do an unbelievable job. My friend says you need three estimates every single time you do any kind of mortgage kind of deal. And let this be one of your three. And refinancing or remodeling or buying a new home, these people will do a great job for you. It's Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark and Amanda, 2026, make a good decision. Sit down with them. See if they can help you out. Tony Morrell talking South Carolina quarterbacks coming and going and coming and staying in hour number three, kicking it off right after this.